Just one brief announcement. In the southwest vestibule, there is another giving tree for things for birthright. And by the tree, there is a stand that has the kinds of things they're looking for, like diapers and so forth. And you can bring those between now and Epiphany. The Incas of ancient Peru had a very established civilization. And they came to understand that there was a relationship between those crevices and faults in the earth with earthquakes. And so once a year, the people would throw gold and jewels into these places to placate the god of earthquakes. These were the first people to be called generous to a fault. I think all of us can understand being too generous. For instance, there are some people who are very entitled. There are people that are called choosing beggars, that no matter what we give, it's not enough. The attitude of many is, what have you done for me lately? And that's what the first reading today reminds me of. David, thanking God that he is at peace, his kingdom is secure, decides that he wants to build a temple. He's being generous with that plan to build this temple for God. But God has other plans. And he will give David a more precious gift, a dynasty, a kingdom that will never end. And even after Jerusalem is conquered and the people are sent into exile, there will still be an heir that heir of David's line is Jesus, whose kingdom we know will never end. God is being almost too generous to David. And David is truly humbled and gives thanks to God because he has been humbled by this gift he could not even begin to ask for or imagine. He knows he's not worthy of it, but God gives it nonetheless. The second reading, Paul echoes David's thanksgiving. To Jesus be glory forever and ever. That is to be our prayer as well. God is generous to us and to each of us. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love each one of us, and they have given us gifts. And we'll never be able to thank him for all of those gifts. And indeed, some of those gifts we may not even realize until later. As I've often said, I had prayed for my parents to come back together after their divorce, but that never happened. But again, had it happened, I probably would not have gone to Catholic school, and that would not have deepened my desire to become a priest. The greatest gift, of course, is the gift that is spoken of in the gospel. The angel asks Mary to become the mother of God's son. And she says yes, wholeheartedly, without any hesitation or fear, because she's not burdened by the weakness of original sin. Her response is to be ours as well. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your will. We need to seek, therefore, to know God's will for each of us, and then to do it. And we can do it without fear, because he will give us the grace we need to do it. When God asks us to do something, there's only two responses. We can say yes or no. We can't say, I can't. Because if God wants me to do it, he will make it possible for me to do it. We are to pray daily for all that we need, without that sense of, what have you done for me lately? We are to know he loves me and will provide for me what I need, everything that I need, but not always what I want. He will give me what I need if I simply ask him for that grace and understand his love for me. that we may seek to know and to do God's word each day, let us ask that he may in return give us the gift beyond our understanding, beyond our worthiness, the gift of the fullness of his life here and now, eternal life, sanctifying grace here and now, that we may have the fullness of that sanctifying grace in the world that will never end.